Meet Daniel Driscoll, the new acting director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. I'm going to tell you what we know about him and share the email that he sent to all ATF employees yesterday. Now, Daniel Driscoll's career spans military service, legal expertise, and business leadership. He was commissioned as an Army officer in 2007. Driscoll led a cavalry platoon for the 10th Mountain Division and deployed to Baghdad in 2009 during Operation Iraqi Freedom. He earned the Army Commendation Medal, a Ranger Tab, and a Combat Action Badge. Now, after his military service, Driscoll attended Yale Law School, contributing to the Veterans Legal Services Clinic. He held roles in investment banking, private equity, and he served as chief operating officer of a $200 million venture capital fund. Driscoll ran for the Republican nomination in North Carolina's 11th congressional district back in 2020. And in February of this year, 2025, he was confirmed as the 26th Secretary of the U.S. Army. In April this year, 2025, he was appointed as the acting director of the ATF, marking a rare instance where a Pentagon official is leading a domestic law enforcement agency. Now, I don't think that's a good look. But here is his email that was sent to all ATF employees yesterday. It says, to the men and women of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF has a proud history of service, defending public safety, enforcing the law, and doing so with integrity and resolve. And I am honored to begin my service as your acting director with unwavering commitment to the mission we share. My journey to this role began as an Army officer. I've led in combat, studied law in pursuit of justice, and navigated the private sector where results, not rhetoric, mattered most. And in every chapter, I've come to believe one truth above all: the strength of any organization lies in the people. ATF faces complex challenges: violent crime, illegal trafficking of firearms, and evolving threats from criminal and terrorist organizations. But I have full confidence in this agency and its people. As we begin this chapter together, I want to share guiding principles that will shape our work moving forward. We will act with clarity, urgency, and purpose. That means strengthening our partnerships with communities, with the firearms industry, with our federal, state, and local agencies, and cutting through bureaucracy to equip you with the most effective tools and systems to enforce the law. The Second Amendment is not a second-class right. It is a foundational part of the Constitution, and like all constitutional rights, it must be respected and protected. Law-abiding gun owners are part of the fabric of this country. The Department of Justice and this ATF will protect the Second Amendment rights of the American public. At the same time, we will continue to work to combat violent crime. These two goals are not at odds. They are our job. And no agency is better positioned to do both than ATF. We will go after gun traffickers, violent offenders, and criminal and terrorist organizations with relentless focus. We will stand with our law enforcement partners to protect our communities. We will never lose sight of our core responsibility, safeguarding the public while steadfastly defending the constitutional rights of law-abiding Americans. I believe deeply in all of you. You have chosen a life of service, to answer the call, often without recognition, often under pressure, and always with courage. This mission matters, and thanks to your professionalism, courage, and integrity, ATF will continue to meet it with the excellence, accountability, and determination that the American people deserve. It is an honor to stand with you. Dan Driscoll, Acting Director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Other than that, not much info is available on his firearm views. I have heard that he said that red flags are bad due to the due process violations, but I have not been able to confirm that yet. I still think it's a bad look that the U.S. Army, technically, is the head of the ATF at this moment. He still is the Secretary of the Army. But you know me. That's just how I roll. Let me know what you guys and gals think on this down below in the comments. And don't forget to like the video so that more people actually see it. Drop the comment down below, share it with your friends, and don't forget to subscribe to Guns and Gadgets. It's the premier source of Second Amendment news, and my goal is to keep you in the loop. Guys and gals, there's a lot of things that are potentially happening right now. When we learn more, when I can say more, I'll tell you more, but if some of the things I'm told are gonna happen, it could be a good time. So let's see. Let's stick together on this one. Subscribe to the channel. Stay in the know. See you on the next one. God bless America. Take care.